Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
And welcome to the Spiritual Calls for Freemasons, episode 2. Over to you, Brother Angel.
Thank you. So following on from the first lesson, let's look at researching and reading about spiritual things. I think it'd be useful for brethren to start thinking about reading and exploring various philosophies and discussing how these spiritual teachings align with Masonic principles. Many people nowadays do not believe in spirituality, probably because of their religious teaching. Many religions nowadays try to stay away from spirituality because spirituality empowers the follower, whereas religions want to keep the power to themselves. They want to keep their flock together in the fold, so to speak. So it is important when you start to read about spirituality that if you don't have any background in spiritual reading or any experiences, you should start with something that is not too challenging. And a book I suggest is The Secret Life of Plants by Tompkins, I think. This is a very interesting book. It talks about how plants are able to communicate to each other. And it describes a series of experiments that were held in a kind of scientific situation where a plant which came from the same bulb or same roots, it was divided into two plants. It matured a little bit. And by doing certain experiments, which you have to read about, it's very interesting. They were able to prove that the two plants could communicate to each other, not over a distance of a meter, but over miles or even hundreds of miles. And this is a form of spirituality. It's not the first idea that pops into mind when you talk about spirituality, but it shows how everything is interconnected. People who are already familiar with the spiritual probably would want to read something more informative. And a book I find very interesting, particularly to do with healing, because it shows the effect of the spiritual world upon the living. And the book is called 30 Years Among the Dead. This book can be found as an ebook for a couple of dollars. People have taken the book and recovered it and sell it as their own, trying to sell it for $10, $15, but the original is only like $2. Anyway, this is the history of a psychiatrist who worked with his wife to heal people. And the wife was a medium, and she was able to see the spiritual effect of the spiritual world on an individual. And between the patient, the wife, the medium, and the psychiatrist, this triangle, they were able to heal the woman instantly. It was very, very interesting. So as an individual, you want to approach this study, I think you should read the books that you choose and then make notes in your notebook, which is starting to fill up, about the subjects or the topics in the book that appeal to you. And in the right-hand column, put the page number that you found this topic. And So you can always refer back to it. When I was at school, we were not allowed to write in books because the books were handed down to the next year. And so they had to be kept as clean as possible. And it was only until I was quite well into my senior years that I started underlining and making notes. And I even create a second index at the back of a book of the things that I found particularly interesting. And so now when I pick up a book, I can look at the back page, the second index, and it reveals the whole book to me without having to read the whole thing. Secondly, in the cabin situation, when there's a few of you, it'd be good to start a spiritual book club, where together you choose a book and you can read a chapter and at the next meeting, and that doesn't have to be at the lodge, it can be at your local pub, you get together and you talk about it. As a lodge, you may like to decide on a subject to study and then find books on that subject, and then the lodge gets to meet for discussions and further research. There are several ways of identifying which books to read. For example, you may remember Shirley MacLaine. She wrote several books on the spiritual. And before she's got really interested into the spiritual world, she was walking in a book. I think it was a bookshop, sorry. I think it's called The Bodhi Tree in Los Angeles. And a book fell off the shelf straight into her hands, and it was a spiritual book, and that kind of shaped her life. Another way is to ask past masters in your lodge for their recommendations, because we want to involve the senior members and in the lodge into talking about spiritual things. However, don't be too disappointed if they don't have any good recommendations, as research has shown that 70% of adults in the United States haven't even been in a bookshop in the last 5 years, let alone read a book. Anyway, and secondly, as the course progresses, I'll be introducing books that are pertinent to the topic that we're talking about. So don't worry about reading every book that's out there. Just find something that's of interest to you and start there. A good lightweight, easy to read books are, of course, Shirley MacLaine's book. She has a book called Going Within, where she details a spiritual course. Others, for example, Redfield's Celestine Prophecy and Neil Walsh's Conversations with God. If you're interested in spiritual healing, then I recommend Edgar Cayce's books, and particularly the book about Edgar Cayce called The American Prophets, Edgar Cayce. There are many ways of approaching the spiritual. For example, the shamanistic approach, the hermetic, the Kabbalistic, and of course there's the way that you invent for yourself, which is what I did, and I will be introducing this in this course. So there is no bent towards Kabbalah or the Hermetic or Shamanistic. We'll be covering all of these things later in the course. And of course the field is enormous. There are hundreds and hundreds of book recommendations. But the important thing is that you start thinking about the spiritual, what interests you, and what you would do with the knowledge. And if you also want some other ideas, we have talked about book recommendations in this podcast, Freemasonry in 7 Minutes or Less, a year ago, and right at the beginning, 3 years ago. So please look through our database of podcasts. Thank you.
Yes, there's many paths to the top of the mountain with regards to spirituality, but they all lead to the same place.
I was going to say the same thing. I forgot to write it down. Yes.
And I think we'll leave that one there. If you have any questions, please email on the link below. We're now part of the square, and we will meet soon. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.